The project that's been submitted to the Department of Natural Resources for consideration is basically the same as the one Cook Inlet Energy pitched last year, a 29-mile-long, 8-inch diameter U-shaped pipeline joining production facilities in Custatan with refining operations in Nikiski. The work is being done by a subsidiary of Tesoro, a limited liability corporation called the Trans-Forland Pipeline Company, which is wholly owned by Tesoro. Calls for comment from the company were not returned in time for this story, but last month, Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council spokesperson Linda Jaguer told the Kenai Chamber of Commerce a pipeline is the way to go.
And although we are extremely supportive of Hilcorp's efforts at the Drift River Terminal, we believe a pipeline is just safer. We understand that construction may begin as early as next year to provide an alternative means of transporting crude oil across the inlet. And we've invited Tesoro to present their plans and status of the project at our December meeting in Anchorage as well.
The Drift River Terminal is one of many reasons for installing the pipeline. It's a tank farm located at the base of Mount Redoubt. When the volcano erupted in 2009, production was shut down entirely with thousands of barrels of oil left at the site. An easy-to-see cause for concern for environmentalists, and because of lost productivity, a concern for the industry as well. That's cited in the project description Trans-Forland submitted to DNR. The company calls it, quote, eliminating the business interruption risk of volcanic activity and ice movements to oil shipments through Drift River Terminal. What this means for the terminal is unclear. Hilcorp spokesperson Lori Nelson says the pipeline doesn't change their plans.
Well, right now in the process, it really means nothing. There are really too many commercial and regulatory uncertainties surrounding the Trans-Forland pipeline project right now for us to make any definitive decisions moving forward. We're going to continue to operate the terminal safely and responsibly, just as it's been done for the last 40 years.
The design life for the pipeline is 30 years, and it will be continuously computer monitored for leaks or changes in flow or pressure that will move more than 60,000 barrels per day. According to the right-of-way application submitted to the state, the $35 million project comes with 130 construction jobs, and 12 people will be needed to maintain and oversee the pipeline once it's in service. Work is already underway clearing paths on the west side of the inlet, and construction will begin in February. The pipe will be laid across Cook Inlet in May and September to avoid the fishing season and beluga whales, and the whole thing is scheduled to be done next October. Reporting from Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.